They're like, the daycare is really just a like a huge tax haven. So they're really not about trying to draw attention to the place.
Salesian daycare is literally owned by the Yakuza.
Don't come near me or I'll cut your shit. You think my husband lost a thumb for nothing? Nah.
Oh, God.
Fuck you.
They started
Maurice, get the switchblade. That's what we call our machine gun.
You call it a switchblade?
The following film is unrated and not recommended for anyone under the age of 17. It is also presented by the Nerdy Show Network, geeky programming for all nerds across the multiverse. All Nerdy Show programming is made possible by A Comic Shop, Orlando's number one comic shop and nerd destination, and with the generous support of listeners like you. To learn how you can support this and other fine geek programming, visit nerdyshow.com.
In a world ravaged by the greatest scourge humanity has ever known.
Hello? Is anybody there? Hello?
Oh, God.
Mankind is now fragmented, broken, and fighting for survival.
Look at this map! DC, London, Tokyo, Paris, Moscow, all of it, especially Branson, Missouri, gone, taken over. I don't know where else we can run to.
But even in our darkest hour...
This isn't about where we can run to anymore. This is about where we can make a stand. This needs to be our line in the sand. I didn't spend 30 years in prison to die here.
The one thing we have left is the only thing that can save us.
We have to find that vault. We have to take what's in it and go global, over the airwaves. We aren't alone. And if this plan works, we have a fighting chance against this thing.
Our creation nearly destroyed us. We need another one to settle the score.
So how is this even supposed to work?
It was the stories that did this. They took on a life of their own, and everything went too far. The chaos was global. It was like a viral thought, turning everyone against each other. Who would want to live in a world where imaginations could come up with stuff like this? But the key was in front of us this whole time. The ones that lived, they all had something in common. They were drunk. They didn't care about the stories, and that is how we wipe this thing out.
Brought to you by the same network that gave you Wicked Anime, Flame On, Dungeons and Doritos, and many more.
Booze for freedom!
Cette histoire de la merde!
This is what my country bred me to do.
Nerdy Show Network presents... Friday Night Fan Fiction. Rated R starts Friday.
That is a thing that I usually do.
All right, so yes. The stream is up. We are live now.
Yay!
Hooray!
And I think I'm
Patreon again.
I don't know because I don't even have the dock loaded yet, and I'm on hotel internet, so it's not going to be good. I don't even have music playing in the background. I don't even have the show's opening bumper ready tonight, guys. This is very gorilla and not gorillas.
We'll fix it in post.
We fix everything in post. David is actually Martin Short.
Hi, I'm Martin Short. For some reason, I sound like this.
You sound like Bill Paxton?
Hi, I'm Bill Paxton. For some reason, he and Martin Short are now conjoined at the hip.
No,
we're now Martin Paxton, or Bill Short for short.
David is in actuality Danny DeVito standing on 2.5 feet of meat.
I'm Danny DeVito. I'm fucking Philadelphia.
Hey, Dave, I'm in a bit of a bind here. Do you think you could link me to, could you link me to the story, please?
Matilda.
Oh, Matilda.
I married Rhea Perlman.
Never mind, I found it. Thanks a lot, Dave.
It's in the staff chat, dude.
It's in the staff chat.
Do we have a staff chat? There's no...
God damn it.
What are you talking about? I'm so confused.
Oh, no.
We gotta get them ready for the games!
You are terrible at being Dave, Steve.
I know, I'm pretty terrible at being Dave. This is Friday Night Fan Fiction. Joining me tonight is apparently not Logan, but Brushfire is here. Sean is here.
He's been replaced by Bill Paxton, Danny DeVito.
No. That's a really weird totem pole. Bill Paxton on top of Danny DeVito on top of Martin Short, just sort of walking around downtown New York.
I fit right in the middle. Hey!
Our guests tonight are Sword Scout, who we'll be calling Scoot from now on, and Sim Phoenix.
Hello.
Welcome, gentlemen. Hello. How's it going?
Pretty good.
Hello.
Fantastic. Glad to hear it. And I am currently in National Harbor awaiting MAGFest to begin tomorrow.
Yes.
Begin the feasting of magnets.
I went to a harbor the other day. Does that count?
Don't you normally go to the marina?
I went to the Riverwalk on Bradenton River recently. It's very nice.
Mm-hmm. Isn't that where you go to catch
River,
Pokermans?
Yes, I did catch quite a bit of Pokermen.
Okay, awesome.
Ryan.
Also, some asshole kid thought his fucking CP230 Ditto could hold a gym. I fucking stopped that dream.
No.
All right, looking good. We can go ahead and start reading.
Danny DeVito.
Danny DeVito is eating Doritos.
And he's pretty neato. Oh, Danny DeVito.
Is that an actual song?
No, but we should make it a song
for us now.
David, what is that band you wanted to start again?
Yeah.
David, that's not the name of the band. What's the band you wanted to start?
Fart. Oh, no.
DeVito Doritos?
We don't have a band name. All we have is our... No, we have an album title, and that's it. All we have is an album title.
What's the album title?
Basically, Pissing Radium.
I thought the band name was Farting Ouch. Blackness.
Was it? Well, we can shelve that for now.
Oh, my God.
All of these names are perfect.
Okay, fantastic. So, I don't even remember where we are in this. I should probably get
Page
better.
Page 199.
If only there was a... Control F function
for resume here for the second one.
I don't remove the first one in case we have to come back to reading it.
I know.
We've had that happen.
The second
before.
One's on page 199.
All right, and I am going to go first tonight.
Great, good job.
199?
Page 199. Okay. I always loved it when girls practically exploded in my mouth. Not exactly what I expected to come back to reading, actually.
Yeah, it's just like not something you can write back to, you know?
So, you know what she did? She just shook up a can of Diet Coke, opened a bag of Pop Rocks, and shoved both in her cooter, you know?
Mentos, bro.
Kaboom.
That's not the sound a vagina should make. Either Mentos or kaboom.
It's a booty bomb.
Booty bomb. That's another name for poop, which not all of them were capable of, and certainly not small, non-water Pokemon. Oh, you had to ruin it.
Like gushers.
Yeah, but they had to ruin it by mentioning Pokemon in the same line as that. I was along for the ride until that happened.
Yeah, it just sort of derails everything.
Yep. She came a lot, though, leaving too much for me to lick up and letting her sweet tinged nectar drip down my face as she pulled away, swaying lazily under her perfectly firm grasp on the branch of... Oh, it's the fucking Ambipom.
It's still the Ambipom, yeah.
We forgot that, didn't we?
We blocked it out. Yes, we did. Gollum.
Alcohol does that.
I'm still waiting for my fireball to get here.
Next.
I have Tennessee honey today.
That's awesome, Dave. I'm so happy for you. What's everybody else drinking?
Nothing.
I'm finishing up my wild turkey and then moving to Seagram's VO.
Oh, man. That's moving up in the world.
Yeah.
I've got water and Mike's Hard Lemonade.
Mixing them together to thin it out?
No. I'll drink the lemonade first and then I'll drink the water next.
I was going to say, because Mike's Hard Lemonade is, it's like, the hardness is... only moderately implied.
Subjective.
Yeah, it is.
It's subjective.
Yeah.
Hard lemonade is only so hard. It's more like level one of the Rambo series.
No, they're talking about the thickness and toughness of the glass.
I'm telling you that it is like the level one Rambo dildo set.
Can you purchase this on Amazon?
I've not been able to find it outside of a sex shop in Japan where they had 20 levels of this stuff.
Okay, enough talking about the Rambo dildo sizes. Let's get back to
I'm
reading.
Really weak when it comes to alcohol.
Next time, I panted, maybe you should just come to the break room instead. Now I'm too wiped to get down from the tree. And Adam stayed up there throughout the entire winter, and they only discovered his corpse in the spring. The end.
It's a good story. Next time, we should really think about not reading that story.
For the third day in a row, God damn it.
Right. I got home.
I'm aware. I didn't even name a referee. Sean, you're just permanent referee tonight.
Okay. You have to do work.
Oh my god, thank you so much for buying me a Shiraz with a twist-off cap. You have no idea how lazy I am right now. I got home from work just as Amy was on her way out. She got home from school a good hour before I did, and it confused me to no end why it was always perfectly timed.
Are you avoiding me?
I asked, apparently becoming Sylvester Stallone. Blocking the doorway as she reached the staircase with Blaze's ball in her hand and her backpack on her shoulders. She rolled her eyes, trying to squeeze in through one side, only for me to lean in there also. She went for the other side, but it was a feint, and I successfully shut her down again. A bottle
like, bam!
Water.
What you want now?
My shoulders pressed to the door of the frame, and my arms dangled downward to minimize space.
The frame of the door.
The frame of the door. Yes, I held the door. Oh, that's a drink. Also, a burger.
I want a burger.
You got burgers and you're not fucking hanging them out?
You know what's amazing? I'm literally just sitting here reading dirty fanfiction when somebody comes in and gives me a bottle of Shiraz and a burger all ready for me to eat.
Bro, not fair.
I demand we trade places.
Woman, fetch me a burger. it's too much work.
Okay.
No, it's too much work.
The sides of my feet doing similarly.
Every time I come home, you're just heading out.
Oh, wait, that wasn't... That was still Adam speaking.
You got them mixed up, yes.
Well, so apparently Adam is also a teen girl squad.
Well, it matches his timbre, so... Yeah.
Why do you care?
She scoffed.
It's not like you're ever glad to see me around.
You're my little sister, of course that's how it is. But you're not...
Unwarranted self-loathing.
But you're not actively annoying, except for when you blackmail me, when you sing along to your bad music when I'm trying to sleep, when you don't even try to put my books back in order.
My face curled up in a fake thought for a second. How does a face curl into a thought?
Painfully.
I imagine his lower lip went and wrapped itself around his upper lip.
The first thing that came to my mind is curling, so he got hit in the face with a rock.
He got hit in the face with very hot curling irons. That's what it is.
No, you know what? Never mind. You can leave.
I stopped barricading the doorway and started past her up the stairs. She started to open the... God damn it.
Yep.
The temptation of the burger is too
already?
Great. No, the temptation to eat during the show is way too great right now.
Oh.
Yes, become Devin.
I am not going to become Devin on the show. One Devin was enough. Sometimes too much. Where was I?
You're right, we need two Devins.
No, seven Devins. It's not David Hubbard seven and the Devin seven Donald. Devins.
Coming soon from Less Ashamed of Self.
She started... Now, would that be a porno?
Yes, it would be a porno. Obviously, it would
Why
be a porno.
Why wouldn't it be?
Okay. I'm just making sure.
She started to open the door, and I know I heard Ambera, but she stopped.
I'm not avoiding you,
she said, oddly devoid of spider mockery.
And I don't mean to annoy you when I do all those things. I'll try to tone them down.
I sighed.
And you're not as irritating as I made it sound. I'm just...
insufferably sarcastic!
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep.
My friends say I'm getting the same way.
Page 200 is going to Scooty.
Oh, it was inevitable, I shrugged. Either we discover we're not that different, or we put our rivalry aside and band together to stop Mom's evil boyfriend.
See, now you got it ruined it!
Okay. It sounds like you're strangling a rat. Tone it down a tiny bit.
Oh, God.
Admittedly, that's a powerful talent you got.
Yes, it is.
See, now you've gone and ruined it. We were almost bonding. How's that?
Little bit clear. It's just because of the mic quality. Just a tiny bit clear.
You're a good kid, I said. Have fun wherever you're going. She nodded. And what?
Just the imagination of have fun wherever you're going as she just walks down the road with a hobo sack and sad piano music is playing in the background.
You know, I went a different direction with it. I was like, she's literally stepping into the gates of hell.
It's one of the Oblivion
gates. Yeah, it's an Oblivion Gate or some shit.
She nodded, and after what felt like a legitimate moment of sibling bonding, not that way, she headed off.
It will
I
be.
Chuckled a little and rushed upstairs.
Yeah, give it time. You're definitely heading that way.
We're working that.
Yeah. The girls were napping on the bed in the sort of pile that I knew must have been post-sex. So instead, I slid into my chair and signed online.
Of course, as one would do.
Tabby should have been back from patrol, and we could chat until the girls woke up. Let me get a drink. Living in sin has added you. Or kin?
It's living in sin, and it's one of the... Because it's Cynthia. It's the frickin' Sinnoh champion, and it's really bad because nobody uses AOL Instant Messenger anymore, and it's really annoying.
Ba-da-ding.
It's a sin.
Okay.
Ka-gunk.
Oh.
Ka-gunk.
Ooh. I clicked accept, and immediately was greeted by a post. The little picture in the top of the screen was a picture of Cynthia with some blue-haired girl I'd never seen before, who appeared to be maybe a year older than Amy. Judging by how affectionate they seemed, I wondered if it was that dear Dawn that Cynthia mentioned. How do I read this?
Yeah, how did we do the chat client talk here?
You're gonna read it
as you want.
You're gonna read it as it's written. Just read it normally, because this is a computer talking.
Oh, ding.
Living in sin.
Oh, God, my spine.
My ears are bleeding.
Oh God, I'm sorry.
My anus is bleeding.
I'm a banana.
Oh my Fidel God.
Fidel Castro, I don't remember ever giving you my email address.
Skynet living is online.
Living in sin. Fidel Castro, no, I'm rather sure I gave you my phone number. Living in sin. I was unnerved a little by that, because I was certain I gave her my number, and that it had some weird Big Brother implications for what the champion had access to. Wow.
Yeah, he's an idiot.
No, it's the U.S. government. They're tracking all of us through our driver's licenses. Look out for the black helicopters.
Fidel Castro.
Black because it's night.
Well, I guess I may have had a bit too much to drink beforehand.
A Fidel bit Castro. Much to drink. There is no a bit too.
So why did you add me? Living in sin. Keeping in contact and all. Living in sin again. I had all of my really good conquests to this. It's a private email address I keep for friends I want to get in touch with.
Oh my God. And suddenly the timeshare pitches start all over again.
Oh no.
Fidel Sarcastro. That's pretty cool, like, yeah. Living in sin. It'll be even cooler next time I'm in Celestian, believe me. I've got some things that might for you and your girlfriend, and preparation is everything.
It was already really cool when they were in the fucking alleyway in the snow.
Mm-hmm. No, I think they're talking about at that Rambo collection we mentioned earlier.
But hey, what's cooler than cool?
Ice cold!
Fidel Sarcastro, you are a very strange woman, but trust me, that is not a complaint. Living in sin. It never is, babe. It never is.
Somebody call an adult.
Living in sin.
We established earlier, we are adults.
It'll be a couple weeks before I have the chance to, though. Champion duty calls, and I won't be anywhere near my Unova villa. Oh, you'd love the gangbangs I have.
Oh, my God.
I'm sorry. Living in sin. Although it is getting a bit cramped. I'd keep my eye out for a better venue. Fidel Sarcastro. Wow, you are just ripe with exposition today.
Oh my God, fuck this author.
Mm-hmm.
David, you're up.
What's up?
You're up.
Am I?
Yes.
It's my time. You said that with a mouth full of burger.
Yes, I did. You have a problem with this?
Ugh.
Read with the burger.
201.
Yep.
Living in sin. Not at all implying that your daycare should do anything. No, not at all, Fidel Sarcastro.
I wish. The couple running the daycare have no idea what we're up to. That won't fly.
Living in sin. Oh, that's never fun. Living in sin. It's a shame you caught me so late, though. Dawn just came home and Garchomp is getting rowdy. I'll talk to you later, okay?
In between the gangbangs and the post-sex cleanup and the post-sex post-cleanup tripped to Korean barbecue.
Oh, dude.
I feel sorry for the janitor.
There is no janitor.
They just get a squirrel to hose down the area. Fidel Sarcastro. Sure, sure, bye. Living in Sin.
See you.
Living in Sin has signed out.
Such a strange woman.
I sighed, bringing up the conversation window for Tabby. Oh, God, I have to do this again.
Yeah.
Fidel Sarcastro.
You can do it.
Please stop dying.
Fidel Sarcastro.
Don't I stop dying. It's Cynthia. It makes me laugh. It makes me funny.
Hi, Val.
They say hi, Hello. Val.
Hi!
Fidel Sarcastro.
I take it Cynthia added you, too.
Tabby Cat.
You haven't been home that long. I have been talking to that woman for a couple of hours, and boy, is she more depraved than we could ever have imagined.
Ever could have imagined, and...
Than we ever could have imagined.
And it's because she's a lifetime member of the NRA.
Anyway, I'm drinking the Tennessee Honey straight, by the way.
Okay, good for you.
Fidel Sarcastro.
In a good way, right?
Tabby Cat.
For you, me, and tabloids... Yes.
No, she meant to say hemorrhoids.
For you, me, and hemorrhoids? Yes.
Fidel Sarcastro.
So, ambipimes. Good hand jobs, apparently.
Tabby Cat.
Not surprising.
Tabby Cat.
If she was anything like that one I ran into on patrol back home, I bet you had quite the time.
Tabby Cat.
It's impressive that you could go, though. I figured last night would have left you drained.
We've established by this point that Adam's libido is the fountain of youth. It just never drains.
Fidel Sarcastro.
I'm pretty sure I don't have an off switch for my libido.
Tabby Cat.
Is that a challenge?
Fidel Sarcastro.
You're welcome to try, but I don't think you can get that long off of work.
Oh.
Tabby Cat.
That's right. Because not all of us have really friendly old people as our bosses who are perfectly fine with us pulling their other employees into a van and driving off to Jubilife on a whim and then leaving cake in our fridges when we're away.
Fidel Sarcastro.
Is that bitterness I hear?
Tabby Cat.
Yes, because you get Mr. and Mrs. Klaus while I get the Grinch. Jim Carrey is no walk in the park, I'll tell you that. Always constantly waving his dick in the area.
Whoa.
He wears the Riddler suit every chance he gets.
Well,
he keeps asking me about Mr. E and Val Kilmer's package. It's really weird.
I mean, to be fair, there isn't a day that goes by that I don't ask someone about Val Kilmer's package. Next up is Sim Phoenix.
We're not done. Yet.
Yeah, he's not done.
I thought you said that's it.
No, I said that's a drink.
Okay.
All right, Tabby Cat.
But anyway, Saturday, any plans with the gang?
Fidel Sarcastro.
Not yet. Why?
Tabby Cat.
There's a theater up in Veilstone. They play old movies every Saturday night. I don't know why I paused there.
Saturday night.
And this time it's a double feature of Standler's Crossing and the Hutt Shuckle Proxy.
Those are terrible.
I'm not sure I get either of those references.
I know I don't.
Me neither.
Steve, you're old.
Oh, fuck off.
Please tell us the reference.
No.
Grandpappy Steve-O.
Grandpappy Steve-O. Please don't bend us over your knee. That's inappropriate. The court said so.
Go out to the yard, break off a stick, bring it to me. I'm going to hit you with it.
That's also inappropriate.
I don't care. The government can't take any more away from me.
I figured you, me, LeVay, and Pyre could go. They allow Pokemon.
Fidel Sarcastro.
Pyre? Really?
Tabby Cat.
He does have a refined taste of a snobbish critic, but he enjoys the colors and things moving. I figured it'd be a fun date of sorts.
Fidel Sarcastro.
Yeah, that sounds great. Our first date is a trio, plus Pyre. So a quattro.
Yeah, I guess.
I'm gonna go to the Cinco and watch my CAs. I'm not entirely clear on where he fits in this whole thing.
And next up is Sim Phoenix. There you go.
All right.
Just get Pyre a lava lamp.
That would be painful. Oh, wait, no, fire type.
Tabby Cat. Pyre's my best friend, but it's not romantic between us. He only does casual.
Casual sex? That's pretty damn romantic.
Yeah, I mean...
Casual Overwatch.
Like, he just sits there and fuck it in a polo shirt and slacks.
There's an idea of casual hand jobs.
What would they even be?
It's like going through a toll booth, only you give money and then you get a 30-second handy.
That's 20 seconds longer than I need.
So what? That's actually a steal, then.
Yeah.
Fidel Sarcastro, can you call 5 years casual, Tabby Cat? Can you call your face casual?
Ugh. Oh! Oh! Burn! Burn! Oh, fuck, dude! She did not go there, but she did!
Fidel Sarcastro. Oh,
thank you
that
back there.
Stings. Tabby Cat. Sorry, I used up all my good material muttering behind.
Hello?
Muttering behind, and then he was gone. Like
muttering
an
behind.
Kiss.
He was going to talk about the Illuminati, but they got him.
Yep, they got him before
muttering
he could even
behind.
Say it.
Muttering behind a behind.
Yes, muttering behind a butt. So it's a fart patoot.
Big, big old booty.
Sin Phoenix.
Remember when Sin Phoenix was here and then he was gone for several seconds?
I do.
I think the fic got him, you guys.
Oh no, he was kidnapped by Cynthia for another back alley snowball bang fest.
Ew.
Not that kind of snowballing.
Oh, okay. Take your mic, throw it in the river.
Take your ass cheeks. Lube it up nice. And you know,
why are you lubing? You don't lube up your ass cheeks, you lube up the hole.
David, I was going to instruct him to give himself an ass massage. He deserves it. Somebody do a Sim Phoenix impression. Hi, I'm Sim Phoenix. I have really cool colored hair, and I do a very good job helping administer Whoa. ODUCON every year.
Wait, I got this right. Hi, my name is Sim Phoenix. You might remember me from all of those lurid bedroom tales that you have on the computer. Just so you know, they're all true. Even the ones that contradict the other ones. Thank you for listening. My name is Sim Phoenix. You can find me in the National Treasures Gallery.
Okay, so we're going to skip Sim Phoenix and go straight to Sean. Sean, read where Sim Phoenix is.
Sean has to do stuff.
Okay,
hey,
never mind.
Hey, he's back.
I knew the moment I said we were passing it off, you would work. So there you go.
Okay, I'm sorry about that. I'm not sure what happened there.
And after the Phoenix impressions.
I don't know if you heard any of them,
he
but they're all golden.
I heard all of them.
Okay, great. Whose did you
were
like
all
the best?
Marvelous.
Let's see. Steve-O complimented my hair, so you know there's that.
Yay!
But
there is
but.
No
Scoop
better fucking
was
see
the probably
right
the
answer.
Closest because he actually knows me IRL.
Yay!
David, you didn't even get honorable mention. This is sixth grade science fair all over again.
Okay. Oh geez. Oh god.
All right. Calm it down. All right. Can you please read, Troy?
Yes. Sorry. All right. Fidel Sarcastro. That's okay. I made a bad mummy joke about Bill earlier and almost committed seppuku for it. Tabby Cat. How difficult is it to be us?
I am playing the world's smallest violin.
I am playing the world's smallest butt harmonica.
I get laid all the time. It makes me sad because I rhyme. My name is Adam.
His name is Adam.
Oh, Fidel Sarcastro. Oh, by the way, the video you and Leva recorded last night. Do you want it? Tabby Cat. Right, that. I do. Can you send it? I promised Pyre he could watch it while I ride his lap. Fidel Sarcastro. Why don't you offer me these things?
Well, I mean, you'd have to ask Pyre yourself if you want him to ride in your lap.
Yeah, seriously. You can't just invite that sort of thing. It's all about asking permission.
You must be this tall to ride. The bar is at the line for the Washington Monument.
Me and my vagina are creeping up behind ya.
Flapping wings like a butterfly.
Butterfree.
Tabby Cat. I'd answer that, but the wittiest I can come up with is stupid head, so I think it's best to not.
Yeah.
Fidel Sarcastro, right. I'll be back, gonna send you the file. I minimized the window to go dig through the folder of webcam recordings. It didn't have much, because I just because I had very little worse for it. What? It didn't have much just because I had very little worse for it. That sentence makes no sense.
No.
This whole story doesn't really make any sense in the grand scheme of things. Like, as humans, we've achieved so much. Space travel.
The clapper. Clap on.
The clapper.
There were only two files, in fact. The one recorded last night, and the one recorded when I'd pranked Amy with that clusterfuck of obstacles to use the computer. I dragged the new recording into the window to send to her.
Here we go.
And now
hey,
we
guys.
Spend 5 minutes waiting for the upload.
20
well, no,
minutes.
No, he lives in Galatian. They have really shitty DSL at best.
Not just that, they were uploading to Mega Upload right as their servers were being raided by the FBI.
Oh, no.
Okay, so, yeah. Let's wait the requisite 20 minutes to even start the upload process.
Yep, and
it'll take 5 minutes. Wait, no, 7. No, 10. No, an hour.
Yep, so it works on Windows time.
Yep.
Real Fidel Media Player is trying to load it up. Yeah. Spinning Circo.
Fidel Sarcastro. I just realized, I never watched that video of Amy's reaction.
I mean, erection.
Oh, no. Well,
that's what's gonna happen.
No. Tabby Cat, you're picking a video of your sister being angry over your girlfriend's having lesbian sex for you. There are so many problems with that.
I would like to lodge a formal complaint with the local judge.
Well, there's about to be a lot more problems with that.
Yep.
Fidel Sarcastro, I'm not going to masturbate to it.
Wanna bet?
I don't know with you. You're one incestuous tryst away from being Caligula after all.
And then he changed his name to Caligula after this chapter.
Fidel Caligula tall.
Fidel Sarcastro. Stop saying that, Fidel Sarcastro. Besides, I'd rather wait until one of the girls are up to watch it with me. Why the hell would I jack off alone to porn when there are four girls passed out on my bed?
You entitled fuckwad, I hate you so much.
Seriously. Tabby Cat. Continuing on with the unfortunately creepy comments, I see. I rolled my eyes and queued up the video, resizing the window so that I could watch it and type to Tabby at the same time. Wow, this guy's commentary on operating Windows is phenomenal. This is some of the best writing of operating a computer that I've ever seen.
Yep. I went to my folders.
My clipgun is administrator.
System 32.
Watch out, Windows for Dummies.
Fidel Sarcastro, want me to tell you what happens as it does? Tabby Cat, if you need to direct your feelings of inadequacy towards someone, then lay it on me. I'll take it so that you won't further damage that poor girl. Fidel Sarcastro, you are so full of it. Tabby Cat, I know, but it's fun. Sure, hit me.
Ow!
The video started with a bang. Whoa.
Oh.
Well, getting right to the chase, I see.
Recording the instant the operating system fully loaded and she was hit by the smooth, clear sound of noisy, painful black metal.
You gotta get that. You need the quadruple bass pedal. Sounds like a jackhammer outside.
For Hoku gods.
That too.
Okay, that's it. I'm done.
Okay, next up is Sean. Sean gets the best part.
Oh, boy.
Steve made this happen for you. Just keep that in mind.
I know.
In Steve, we tryst.
Oh, God.
No. Nope.
Uh-uh.
She fell back, startled, as the webcam picked up with rather choppy and distorted, which did not, by the way, lessen the negligible.
You can do it.
Enjoyment factor of the song.
Damn it! Yay.
She shouted, knowing I'd pull one over on her immediately, but thinking it was over. She turned down the sound and leaned back in her chair, sucking on the green straw poking out of her drink.
I did have known.
The green straw? No. That was Kermit.
Oh, no.
They should have known.
Oh, no. So Kermit rebounded with Amy.
Amy means nothing to me, Miss Piggy.
Fidel Sarcastro.
Just a lot of nothing right now. I'm gonna skip ahead.
Tabby Cat. That's a shame. She's not breaking everything in the room in some overwrought, poorly acted room trashing scene.
Lisa, you're tearing me apart like this Pokemon that is currently tearing me apart. You're tearing me apart, Ampipom.
Fidel Sarcastro.
She is. That's a secret I've kept from you this whole time. My sister is actually Tommy Wiseau.
Wait, does it actually say that?
Yes,
it does.
Oh.
Someone hit me.
I hate this show.
Ow.
Tabby Cat.
Called it. Volume mixer,
she muttered, our eyes darting around the screen.
System sounds 0%. Oh, Big Bad Adam trying to get back at me with the most easily circumvented ways possible. How evil of him.
I'm gonna go put a milkshake in his underwear drawer.
What would that accomplish, Steve?
Nothing.
That would just leave him a delicious milkshake or later chocolate milk.
Again, it would bring all the boys to his yard, David.
That's only if it's better than your milkshake.
I mean, he could teach me, but he'd have to charge.
Or, you know, take cash.
I mean, most establishments take cash.
Yes. Bitcoin only.
Now that would be really...
Wait, what about Poke Dollars?
Poke Dollars are less, like, valuable than a yen.
This is a Pokemon world, though.
Fidel Sarcastro. She's talking to herself now, and seemed to have turned down the sound so she didn't even know about the alarms. Tabby Cat. Looks like she deserves more credit than you give her.
$600 more.
Yeah, increase that credit rating and get her credit score up.
The problem with watching someone use a computer was that, unless they were actively smiling for the camera or doing something of interest, it was boring as shit.
Just a bunch of nose-picking and farting because they don't think anybody's looking.
So they have to have, like, a Joker smile nonstop?
Oh, yeah, obviously. That's how I browse the internet.
Want to see a magic trick?
Oh,
I'm going to make this recycling bin disappear.
Oh, Facebook, you think you're so clever. I'm just going to get out of this ad right now.
Yeah, I installed ad block. Ta-da!
Nobody put any effort into emoting. They just stared at a screen, typed, occasionally muttering something. Nothing fucking happened. She got into my music folder and put on some songs, which she proceeded to mouth the words too embarrassingly. But she did that already.
Going down to West Africa. Dun, 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 dun.
Okay, let him read.
Nothing new or interesting was gleaned from seeing her on my computer from a new angle.
A snoo angle? A snood angle.
At least until the redirects came up. Fidel Sarcastro. Now it's getting good. She hit a roadblock that's legitimately confused her, and she's getting frustrated. Tabby Cat. You would make a horrible supervillain. Mwahaha. I have moderately inconvenienced this person because I am evil.
Yeah, that's the only funny thing that she's said all day.
Or ever.
Yep.
Or ever. No, we're talking about the character in the story who is awful.
Tabby Cat.
I thought they were all awful.
Yep, that too.
Everyone
yep.
is awful.
I kind of got an affinity for Gardevoir.
Well, yes, of course you do, David.
And
well,
David,
I mean, like, she's actually
not in
funny.
The story.
We do know that you sent me an Amazon wish list that includes a life-size body pillow low putty.
Look.
With the appropriate holes.
It's not a life-size low putty pillow. It is a daikamura, and it is perfectly acceptable at anime conventions.
Wait, a daikamura? Right? It's a radish?
That's a daikon.
No, that's a daikon, you clod.
But she could use the daikon for other uses.
Whoa. Yeah. I don't want to think about horseradish vag. Oh. Why do I give birth to these things?
Tabby Cat. Like one of those lame villains Batman used to fought.
Rainbow He's Man!
Like Condiment King or Calendar Man. Fidel Sarcastro. They're like Z grade villains.
Okay.
Have you read The Long Halloween? Calendar Man gets pretty awesome in that. Tabby Cat.
Also, why is he called Batman in this universe?
Somebody
not,
literally
like,
in the
Batman?
Room said Calendar Man is pretty awesome.
Wait, what about Gligar Man?
Yeah, Gligar Man or Glisker Man or fucking something. Just not regular old fucking bat.
Are you saying you want more Pokemon puns, David?
Yes, I want
all
effort.
The puns.
So it would be Zubat Man, and he would have very pathetic
puns,
powers.
Go big or go home.
Have you ever seen that? There's someone actually made the opening animation of Batman animated series with Zubat.
Zubat Man. He's not much, but there are a lot of him.
Well, no. Like, not even that. Like, it actually is really good. And when his Batmobile takes off, instead of making a little bat sound and explosion, it goes to the Zubat cry.
Or, oh, nice. Better yet, it uses supersonic, confuses itself, and crashes in the corner.
Yeah, that could work, too.
Tabby Cat. Only a lame Batman villain would try to elevate the worth of a lame Batman villains he's being equated to. Fine, let's see what he has to watch on here. I know he's got porn I can use against him. Why am I talking to myself?
Fuck
yeah,
you,
why are you
author.
Talking to yourself? Please, tell me.
Yes. Watching her express the same confusions I did, a little behavior quirks were a little unsettling.
It's amazing. Yeah. You just watch them. Their loved one has just died. Oh no. What have I done? Why am I talking to myself?
Why am I breaking the fourth wall?
Oh my god, what am I doing? Why am I talking to myself? Page 204, and we're going to do one more run through, then I got to cut it because we have another half of the show that we're doing with the people who are actually here in the apartment with me.
Huzzah!
Yay. Short episode. Now I can have an entire night to myself.
David gets off relatively easy, but the guests get to read another.
Hey, it takes a while for me to get off. Okay?
Yeah, 30 seconds in the handy bout.
It's not that, dude, it's not 30 seconds. I take like 30 minutes, bro.
Dude, okay. We'll have a private discussion with a medical professional about that after this.
I'm not satisfied until she's satisfied is the way I work, because I'm that egotistical.
Does she need a doctor?
Yes.
I guess. I don't know.
Okay, can I read now? Thank you.
I thought you were being considerate.
Well, that too.
It's the same. The way she phrased it, it sounded like the same level of considerate of, oh, hey, you were considerate. You wiped your shoes on the rug before you walked to the house.
Fuck you, Steve.
If I saw her as a little me, oh God, please don't, then it drove down the satisfaction level I was banking to justify watching the recording, which apparently went on for another hour. Whoop-de-doo.
Why?
It would all be boring, wouldn't it?
Summer vacation photos, she read. Oh, you are so full of shit. We never went on a summer vacation.
She opened up the archive file where I kept all of my porn under password. That's really inefficient to store it under archive, by the way, especially if you've got multiple gigs of it. You know what? Never mind. Logic. Let's keep it.
I'm right there with you, Steve. Like, I don't archive anything unless it's actually going on to an archive somewhere.
Right, and
Why don't you tell us how you store your porn?
It's in a full. It's under my documents / new folder / and then it's just various categories from there. So,
guys, important plot point coming up.
No, we can skip the plot point.
And she
we really can skip the plot point. I mean, I'm not gonna lie.
And she swore a little when prompted for one
password.
She said drolly, only for it to come up negative.
No, you're smarter than that. Just barely smart enough to not to put it as password. But you fancy yourself clever and witty. So how about not password?
Fuck.
How about one?
Fuck.
Really?
Totally reminds me. There's a list somewhere online of all the easiest passwords to guess. I think one of them was like dragon or fairy or something. But not password, really.
Fidel Sarcastro. Crap. I'll be back in a few minutes. Tabby Cat. What's wrong? You have signed out. Ka-dunk.
Ka-dunk.
It sounds like somebody slamming the biggest door, and I love it every time. Is that the pizza? I full screened the video and stared horrified as she began to poke through the folder.
What the hell is all this? Bay Leaf Surprise? Blaziken Bukake?
That would burn.
You gotta marinate the chicken somehow.
Blaziken. Oh, she clipped open one of the videos.
He is so busted.
I skipped a minute.
Busted makes me feel good.
Bay leaf.
Blaziken.
I skipped a minute or so ahead to see. I skipped a minute or so ahead a little to see what happened, and the shifting colors of a video flashed on her face, which now showed some bizarre level of interest in the proceedings.
Blaze!
The computer speakers wailed out, and her arm grew a bit.
Wail, there's no out.
And her arm grew a bit fidgety. That's the important thing. I think it's time.
Oh my god!
No. Oh, please no. That would be the only thing worse than her just knocking on my porn. One of her arms dropped down and from below the elbow disappeared from the camera. I shut my eyes tightly and wished she was just scratching her knee. I should have pulled away, should have closed it, or turned off the screen, or something. That
is a hard word to say as Homestar.
Jesus. Paralyzed, though, I stared in horror as a bit of red filled into her face and she let out a deep breath.
If he can see that shit, from like
that's a really good webcam. Fucking webcam, dude.
That
that's...
thing is like ultra HD.
Yes, it's 4K.
So is this a video like once you watch it, you're forced to masturbate?
I don't
like
know.
The ring or something.
No, God, let's not do
let's
that.
Let's not.
I can't believe I'm doing this.
I can't either.
This shouldn't be hot, but whoa!
Loud.
I knew the video well. I knew exactly which part she was talking about. Two guys had stuffed their dicks into Blaziken's insanely warm pussy.
It's very unsettling to hear Homestar say words like that.
Yeah.
At the same
Homestar,
time.
Homestar, go home, you're drunk.
And the fire Pokemon twisted around in pleasure. Amy must not have known that was even possible by her reaction. I noted her shoulder moving at a more rapid pace, and I began to shake a little. I'd done some pretty wrong things since I got my job, but I was watching a recording of my sister masturbating to bestiality porn. This was a new low, even for me.
Yeah, sure.
I think you've already sunk too low.
That's an understatement.
Okay.
Yep.
Scoot, you're up next.
Worst part of it, as much as it should have horrified and repulsed me, I could feel a tightness in my oh no!
Yep.
Yep.
Yep. Yep.
Do I have to read the rest of it?
Yes. Yes.
And I just finished my alcohol.
Too bad.
And I wanted to scream out how wrong it all was. But I didn't. I just sat there mystified, like the first time I saw Pokefoo. No, it's not the same thing.
Yes.
He had to moan and whimper a little. Maybe he's got good taste in nothing after all.
No, you don't want to hear your sister say that.
No. I'll just pretend I don't know about it so he doesn't hide me. Out in the fucking.
No.
No.
All I come back to is no, no, no.
We're going to hell in a handbasket.
Wait a minute. No, no, no. 9999.
9999999999.
Getting hot in the hoe and 9 is the best one.
Sound coming out of the speaker started to make the girls on the bed move a little. Wait, are the girls already on his bed right now?
No, no, no. They're not girls. It's misspelled. They're grills. He has a very high stake in char grill.
Sound make the girls on the bed move a little. Which was the impetus?
Impetus.
I needed
yes.
to get it close. Impetus. I needed to get it close before anyone found out. I clicked the X at the top corner and breathed a horrified sigh of relief. Then I leaned back into my chair, closed my eyes, and tried to think about what the fuck I would do next. Booze coma, maybe.
That's okay, all of us right now.
Yup.
I don't know, like, I remember this one time I drank alcohol right before I went to bed, and I woke up at 3 a.m. feeling like absolute shit, so booze coma might just make you feel worse.
I'm one of those
that's
few people that, if I drink, and then I have my, like, 2 bottles of water before bed, I'll wake up at like 6 a.m. and feel fantastic.
But you really have to piss.
That too, but I'll still feel yep. fantastic.
I'll have a fantastic piss.
Oh, do I keep going?
Yeah, you yep. keep going until the lines.
Chapter 25. I'm so close.
Oh my God. Oh, Cookie Monster, please. No masturbating on Sesame Street. There are children here.
Oh, no.
I'm putting upwards into the lead hot. Hot, wet mouth, oh god. My hand ran through her fine, wet fur as I tried to keep myself quiet and mostly still. The girls were asleep around me, and it was obscenely early in the morning, the worst time to be allowed.
Dude,
like 2
do not have sex with somebody when there's other people in the bed. That's rude. Wake them up and invite them. If not, go in another room.
No, no, no. If they're into it, they'll stay. If they're not, they'll move.
Not only was it dead quiet and any sound I made would all the more likely be heard, but grumpy, tired people would be far more hostile to the sight they'd stumble upon. Yeah, I wonder why.
Because they brought Arby's for everybody.
Arby's oh, blows. Arby's is yeah. not good makeup or make-out food.
You do not want to make out with somebody who has a mouthful of an Arby's bologna.
I don't know, David.
Sandwich.
I don't know, David. If you brought me some Arby's curly fries, then you might get farther than you think.
Take it back. Take it back. If you brought me a large Popeye's Cajun fries.
Oh, dude, if you brought me large Popeye's Cajun fries, I will fucking work the shaft, fucking cradle the balls, and swallow the gravy.
Duly noted, there's a Popeye's up the street.
Okay, I was
going
to say,
everyone.
David, go
Don't
to
look
your...
at me like that. You know it's a movie reference.
David, go to Yelp. Go to your local Popeyes and put that in there.
I'm not doing that.
If you're single and if anyone's looking for dates, take notes.
Yes.
But seriously, send me Popeyes fries. Them shits is good.
The Absol's head moved up and off of my shaft, only to sink back down to the side and let her tongue press down to my base. She took a long, heavy drag up with her tongue, and in the early morning haze, I just lost it. So he passed out.
Yeah, he's done.
Yeah.
Wait. My penis twitched a little, and my cum spurted onto her smiling when she was just short of the tip.
That's whenever I hear about like penises twitching, I just imagine Genie's nose from I Dream of Genie.
Oh, God.
Splooch.
If any of that got into her eye, you owe her an apology, dude.
Yeah, pirate eyes.
Or some fucking
with.
Popeye's fucking Cajun fries.
Popeye's Cajun fries. When you go in her eye and don't apologize. I just heard my wife gloves. Go, whoa!
Thick globs of semen whitewashed the dark blue skin locked in a grin, and when the spurting stopped, she licked the few straggling drops of my cock and sighed. It's been a long time since I've had this kind of activity, but I would not sigh. I would spit that shit out.
I mean, it depends. Hey, if they've been eating a lot of pineapple, yeah.
It tastes good, so I'm told.
In every fan fiction ever written, they always swallow because
you know why? Because they listened to what we were told in the 90s. Reduce, reuse, recycle.
That's not what that means, Steve.
Yeah, that's not what it means at all.
I don't care.
It's not.
I'm gonna roll with it like Ronnie Reagan.
He didn't do that either.
Just
what's gotten into you? I asked as she snuggled up next to me as I held her cheek. Wah.
Held onto her cheek.
Oh, onto her cheek.
And it's what I'm about to get into. My sister.
Oh.
Okay.
Oh.
God.
It's a long way from West Virginia.
Dun, 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 dun.
No, David.
Save me.
I bless the plains in West Virginia. She's got a pretty mouth in West Virginia.
Why, whatever do you mean? I just never had to do that when I woke up. She gave me a coy little smile. Well, I guess I'm in a good mood after all.
That's like three screw-ups, so drink the rest of your drink. 4 days later.
This is weird. You're supposed to be distant and sarcastic. Where'd my defrosting ice cream go?
Wait, there's frosting? I want frosting.
Don't put that in your fagoo, though. That leads to yeast infections.
No. Ugh. I want frosting to go with the Popeye's Cajun fries.
Frosting in the fagoo.
This is only... Okay, does anyone remember the episode of South Park where Cartman's, like, imagining, He's seen as, like, a kid psychic, and he accused the KFC man of murder.
Oh, God.
Oh, yeah.
All because in his head he sees, like, Kentucky Fried Chicken and frosting and syrup and a cherry on top.
That's awesome.
Oh, shut up. I'm just getting used to this whole happy thing.
Next up is David.
Oh, shut up. It's time for a happy thing.
All right.
I hear an echo.
Yep.
Doesn't stop. Wait, who is talking about this?
This is Adam.
Adam. Doesn't stop you from being all crimson and clover about things.
Oh, ho, ho, ho. Flashback humor. Fine, no more morning sex.
I smiled and planted a big kiss on her cheek. I still had some time to kill, so I wrapped my arms around her and cuddled with her until it was time to get ready. With the whole relationship thing settled, things seemed warmer when we lay together. Biblically.
He lay together.
There was no more trouble in her eye, no more uncertainty in her voice whenever I went out with
Tabby. There was no semen in her eye is what he meant to say.
There was Popeye's Cajun fries in her eye, though.
Oh, God, no. That's
no!
Not... Okay, maybe that's somebody's kink, but I highly doubt it.
Popeye's Cajun fries are not to be done that way internally, all
no,
right? They go
no.
in the mouth and nothing else.
Maybe anus. Maybe.
No.
What about in my urine?
Why?
No Popeye's Cajun fries sounding.
My God, you do not want to
Hold on, are Cajun fries spicy?
Yeah, you don't want to be pissing Cajun spices ever. It's like...
Why would you want to shove that up your butt?
Combine every STD and UTI you can possibly get into a single sensation.
I'm sure someone's fetish.
Why would you shove Cajun fries up your butt? Fiery diarrhea is not fun.
Finally. When finally I was ready to get dressed, I gave the still sleeping girls like kisses on the forehead. On my way out of bed, I gathered my clothes at LaVey Pod at some books on the bedside table and knocked them into the open backpack beside it. She was coming with me to work. So just when we could head straight to the train station once work was done.
Stop, Dave. Take a drink.
Okay, taking a drink. Jack Daniels treats me right.
Welcome to Friday Night Fan Fiction, the musical.
All musical.
Jack Daniels
all
buys
David
me Cajun fries.
All the time.
Ah, my mic. I knocked it downwards. It got all sad for a second.
It got all soggy
and
flaccid.
Be nice to Mike, yeah.
Yes.
What did Mike ever do to you?
Right? She was coming with me to work, so just so we could head straight to the train station once work was done. Then we'd meet Tabby and take a train to Veilstone for our movie date. Rent a movie and have some
rent
fun.
Rent a motel.
Rent a... Oh, rent shit. Yeah.
They're going to go on a movie date, then rent a movie.
Hi, Jack Daniels. It's time for me to come acquainted to you. I'm just going to put my tongue in you real quick.
They're going to see Gods of Egypt, and then they're going to rent Shawshank Redemption so they feel better about cinema as a medium.
They're like, we want the worst. Then we probably want something that's really good. All right, so there we go.
Palate cleanser.
Deep throat that Jack Daniels.
Oh, my God.
Oh, it's good. It was basically the weekend we just come back from, but more intimate, without Bill injuring himself.
Okay, so you're doing the same damn thing. Good for you. You're really exploring your options and, you know, indulging in your adventurous self.
Well, that's the most kinky thing to do when they're already so kinky. The most kinky thing they could possibly do is something mundane.
Really? I think thing to do would be to run naked onto a baseball field and take the bat and shove it in somewhere.
It's like kinky Klingon sex. The kinkiest thing to Klingons is like loving, tender, missionary sex instead of like Dave, the horrible, angry sex that they have normally.
David,
I thought the kinkiest thing to Klingons would be Canadians.
What does that mean?
Is that wishful thinking, Sean?
No, it's Canadians.
Canadians are not as polite as they say.
Eh?
It's true.
Hey, look at fucking Peter Jennings. He was an asshole.
Sorry, eh?
No, the reason why Canadians say A is because they're about to recite the alphabet after every sentence, but they forget the rest of the letters.
No
We also put it on our highway signs, too.
Sadly.
We do!
Turn left, eh?
Sadly, I doubt if we'd run into any more world-class trainers who wanted to back Allie Trist. Lots of dots. It's always strange, I said, going an entire shift without sex.
Fuck you!
Oh, boo-hoo!
That's a big old drink from Dave. Well, you have the worst compliments.
Complaints. David is going to die tonight.
I only have a fifth of Jack Daniels, and it's only halfway gone.
Is there an ambulance on standby?
You'll help me drink it, you say. You want a swig of this? You going to take a swig of that? That's kinky, baby.
Wait, did she put it to her eyeball?
Yes, she put the Jack Daniels bottle on her eyeball. It is so hot. You can't even believe it. That eyeball is fucking fiery red, man. Don't look at me like that.
With the fire
it
eye.
It is. With your weird fire eye.
It's the eye of Sauron now.
Don't look at me like that either. Do you want to eat up those other wings? Oh, did you eat them? Oh, I'm sad now.
Oh, no.
You have the worst complaints, LaVey said, sitting beside me. We waited on a bench at the train station for Tabby and Pyre to show up.
You didn't get your random sex at Krillia? Boo-hoo. It's not like you're going to spend your night in a hotel room with your girlfriends in a blaziken.
Boo.
Again, the blaziken does nothing for me. Although, glad to see you're back to being insufferable. I missed you, impossible to deal with, LaVey.
Ew, burn.
She scowled, but nuzzled my arm. The platform was incredibly dead at that hour. It was earlier than most people got out of work or school since we closed the daycare a bit early after a race, got wildly out of control, and nearly claimed another clock.
See, I thought I read cock. I read cock.
Yeah, I was about to be like, yeah, that really should just drop that L.
Yeah.
So is that what's on your mind right now, Steve-O?
Yes.
So instead of Tabby finishing an hour earlier than me, I got out of a solid 30 minutes than she did.
So wait a minute. They close early and then just leave if there's something wild going on? These are the most inept rules of work I've ever heard.
They're like, they're like, the daycare is really just a huge tax haven. So they're really not about trying to draw attention to the place.
Salesian daycare is literally owned by the Yakuza.
Don't come near me or I'll cut your shit.
You think my husband lost a thumb for nothing? Nah.
Oh, God.
Fuck you.
They started.
Maurice, get the switchblade.
That's what we call our machine gun.
You call it a switchblade?
This goes by Romeo and Juliet, the fucking 1990s Leonardo DiCaprio.
Oh, yeah.
Oh God, I forgot about that movie.
How could you forget about that? It had John.
Hand me my long sword.
Hey, Leonardo DiCaprio.
Mercutio, you got a nice sword there, buddy, and a pretty pimpin' wheel.
Boom, boom, boom.
So instead of Tabby finishing an hour earlier than me, it got out a solid 30 minutes than she did. That left us in the mid-afternoon on a train platform, too early for people of work or school to head into the big city, or for anyone who commuted to Veilstone to be coming back. You were there. We were there for an idle.
We were there for an idling car in the middle of the train track.
We were there for an hour of idle chit chat before finally Tabby showed up with Pyre.
You're late,
I said.
A wizard is never late. Frick!
Could somebody please smack this character and then the goblin?
No, smack the author for writing that line.
Sim he writes precisely what he means to.
Sim Phoenix, you're up.
Sim Phoenix.
Wizard is never late, Luke.
Phoenix, smack the author for us.
All right, be right back.
Harry, I am your father.
Harry, no, I'm your father. Definite. Grumblethorpe.
Grumblethorpe?
Grumblethorpe.
Yeah, why was his dad named James and they have wizard names that are like fucking Grumblethorpe and stuff? Answer me that, potheads.
Grumblethorpe, the new exciting follow-up album by Chumbawamba.
Yeah, why is there not a book called Grumblethumps and Where to Find Them?
Can I read now?
Yes.
No.
Yes.
Maybe.
Popeyes.
Maybe.
Popeyes. Pat Buchanan.
Popeyes. Like, that's like the weird thing the wizards are all fixated on is the muggles fucking... Popeye's Cajun fries. Like, they call them Cajun fries, but we call them Chazwasses.
No, David,
no, they call them
Grumblefrumps. That's
Grumble
just you as a wizard.
David,
look.
David, they call the Cajun fries Grumblefrumps. That's why there is an instructional guide called Grumblefrumps and Where to Find Them.
Too tasty. Way to bring it back home.
Okay.
J.K. Rowling should hire you.
Yeah, she just has you ghostwriting fucking product placement tie-ins for stupid
Okay.
And then she's gonna have to hire someone to edit out all the weird kinky sex that happens.
Okay, okay. No, you're definitely late. You rolled her eyes. I thought I'd have extra time to pack with you finishing after me. I only got your text after the last patrol started, so I had to hurry. Then I lost the long double-ended dildo I wanted to bring, and I had to look around for that.
How do you lose something like that?
Usually you keep them in a sacred, safe place.
Wait, dildo? You mean the town that's near Labrador?
No, we're talking about the town of Batman, Ukraine.
Okay, dildo is not near Labrador. It's on the east coast of Newfoundland.
Oh, suck it, Steve. You don't know where
I've driven past it.
Pew, pew.
What if the double-ended dildo thing used like for fetch with a Growlithe and it ran off with it?
Hey, we did buy a toy for our dogs that legit looked like a double-ended dildo, so it happens.
Well, okay.
Female dogs, too.
Yeah, they're lesbians.
They're lesbian?
Yeah, because it's our dogs' names are Laza and Precious, and Laza is the dominant one, so we call them lesbians.
Fuck you, okay. Steve.
All right.
Save us, Phoenix.
Dildo? I said far louder than I should have, so... No, I'm not even gonna try to...
David, do it.
Dildo!
Thank you, David. I appreciate that.
It's like a battle cry.
There it goes in the background.
I said far louder than I should have, but fuck if anyone is around to hear me. Are Pyre and I not sleeping in the same room as you two? The Blaziken standing, defeated glance, and I waved my hand in a show of solidarity. It is. It. Our Pyre and I not sleeping in the same room as you two.
Go ahead, you're good.
Well, no, I know I have it right, but it just doesn't make any sense. Our Pyre and I not sleeping in the same room as you two. It is. But this expands ways that and I can do things while you guys do something else.
Yeah, you're right, it doesn't make sense, but you're fine.
Trust me, I've been in far more orgies than you, and you're bragging about it. She rolled her eyes and said...
Have a black belt in orgies?
You know what? From now on, instead of orgies, I'm just going to say Swiss cake roll. I've been in far more Swiss cake rolls than you.
Is it the one Little Debbie friends? Swiss cake rolls?
Steve-O, one of my friends goes by the nickname Swiss.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, boy. She rolled her eyes and sat down in my lap. Being a particularly cold day and having surely learned her lesson from the last weekend, she wore jeans. Don't act like you aren't eternally grateful for it. I wrapped my arms around her and kissed her cheek, like you wouldn't believe. Before Pyre could take a seat on the side of us opposite, the clicking wail of the approaching train hit our ears, a sound I could never grow accustomed to. We got up, all four of us huddled up close as it pulled into the station. So they're basically just like cut and pasted out of like a out of a MS Paint document. They're just kind of dragged as one entity. The cabin was spacious, the sides lined with seats, and, with the exception of some poles, there was nothing but standing space between them. There was a small commuter line that went from Herthome to Veilstone, making a stop in Salacion at the midway mark, and there was a definite budget feel to the whole thing. Not that I'd want to dish out far more money than I could sit in a comfortable seat for 30 or so, for the 30 or so minutes the ride took. Of course, there was one thing I hadn't expected to see. Only one person and two Pokemon were in the cabin. On one of the long rows of seats, a girl lay on her side, one leg draped over the windowsill, as a floatzel pounded into her beneath her skirt.
Oh god, Mom, what are you doing here?
An Espeon clutched her face, humping it frantically, which meant she didn't even notice us walk in. Neither did her Pokemon either, too absorbed in fucking their trainer.
So wait a minute, the story started with him questioning whether or not these people existed. Now they're literally strolling onto a train and somebody's doing it like that. Wow.
It's fan fiction logic.
Suspension.
Does this train have security cameras?
Shattered.
No, she was pretty hot. Like, any of the trains that I was on in Japan did not have security cameras on them. The whatchamacallit them, fucking like stations did, but none of the trains themselves had any apparent cameras.
She was pretty hot from what I could see. Granted, I couldn't make out her face, but she was likely in her late 20s or early 30s, and her clothes suggested she worked in an office. Her long pink skirt was bunched up around her waist, and a button-up blouse was open, one hand working over the nipple on a rather large and delicious-looking breast.
Om nom nom nom!
From Popeye's Chicken
Monster.
From Popeye's Chicken. Now with Cajun fries.
Oh, yes!
Brought it home.
Popeye should pay us for all this advertising.
Yeah, seriously. Friday Night Fanfiction, now sponsored by Popeye's Chicken.
Hey, we tried to
do
that with Bad Dragon, and they turned us down.
Order some Cajun fries on Amazon. Go to amazon.com/nerdyshow.
Cajun fries now come in kid sizes.
Oh, no.
They do actually come... Please continue. Okay, then Sean, please take us home.
And yes, Diz Dawn, this is the sex train.
I'm sorry. Sploosh, sploosh.
When the doors closed and the train started to depart, Latha, Tabby, and I cleared our throats loudly.
Okay, everybody in the audience.
They didn't clear their throats, they hatched furball.
Quit.
It hadn't been coordinated. We all just decided at once that we'd best wait until after there was no way for anyone to get off the train to alert her to our presence. We were all equally sick, twisted fucks that way.
I don't like this new edition of Saved by the Bell.
Yeah, the very special episode starring Casey was really sad and oddly arousing.
By the way, we have Saved by the Bell fanfiction.
Saved by the Bell?
The Bell.
Oh,
Saved by the Bell fanfiction.
Saved by the Bell is a tale of a sentient piece of meat saving children from the dangers of eating undercooked meat.
Oh, right, I thought it was going to be like a fucking Dragon Age fanfic where they go into the Vale and then it like saves them by being sexy or some shit.
I was thinking Saved by the Val, so just Valerie comes out of nowhere and like saves us from this awful story.
She just punches through the wall. Come with me if you want to live.
No, even better, Dave. You've seen the episode of Batman the Animated Series with Clayface, right?
All of them.
Oh!
Yeah, so now imagine if just Val's boobs had the ability to do that.
Ew!
I've seen some anime porn that started that way.
That is probably the most often quote that I've gotten from you, David, is I've seen an anime porn that started that way.
But it's true! I have!
I both want to know and don't want to know what kind of hentai you're watching.
Well, okay, so first off, it's not like super dirty
okay,
or anything.
Okay, let's save...
She just had magic
boobs. Save that for afterwards.
Save the thesis defense of the porn you've seen. It's
I'm not trying to defend it. I know what I watched.
He's just trying to explain it for everyone to know. And also, Val will not save us from this. She's the one who fucking submitted this for us
right?
to read.
What a jerk.
God damn it.
Val, we love you.
Do we? Do we really?
More like Dan Val.
Did she just say, you better love me?
Yes. And she's holding a condom to me very threateningly.
Val is fanfiction Satan.
I'm using my Pokeball Ford F-150.
Okay, please continue.
Okay. The Espeon dismounted her head, and her slightly red, sweat-covered face greeted us with a horrified expression. Her hair had clearly been done up earlier, but was now messy and frazzled from where Espeon's paws had repeatedly rubbed it into submission.
I'm so sorry, she said.
This is Southern Belle.
I'm so sorry.
I seem to have had a Pokemon forcefully eject his semen into my face.
The Footsteel was fighting the War of Northern Aggression under my blouse.
Yeah. Also, my favorite thing, Red. Wherever has Red gone?
I lost my car keys in my vagina and the Footsteel was gonna get it.
Oh god,
that's all he was doing. He was just getting my car keys out of my vacuum.
So the Footsteel splashes out with a spelunker's headlamp on?
Sorry, that was really funny mental image I got.
Her tone was initially shameful and worried, but as Floatzel kept pounding away at her, it ended in a moan.
Floatzel, please stop. Someone is here. Oh, please don't call the police or tell anyone about this. Anybody about this.
My husband would be so ashamed.
We the all Catholic Church must not find out.
We all laughed a little.
Wait, no. I like the Christmas version of it. Ho, 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 ho.
Merry Pokefileman.
Oh. No. Then we got sad.
Way to bring everybody down.
Good job, Scoot.
It's beginning to look a lot like Tennessee Honey.
Keep breathing.
Don't worry, miss, I said, throwing my hands up. We're Pokefiles, too. Not gonna judge you.
Thank God for that.
Hooray.
Why'd you choose to do this on a train is rather curious, Lidl added.
There's usually nobody taking the train at this hour.
And I am quite the, exhibitionist.
I do it every week to satisfy
That's what it says. I do it every week to satisfy my exhibitionist urges.
Wait a minute.
See?
Hold on.
Called it.
Wait.
Steve called it.
No, I know you called it. Exhibitionism counts on the potential for people to show up, and if she does it on the train where nobody is, there's no thrill, so that makes no sense.
Look, Steve.
Also, she's doing it once a week. When her nethers get sore?
No. If she's doing it like once every couple of hours, she just rides the train back and forth all day.
Much like the Pokemon that are doing her.
Well, at least it's not the train that's going into her.
Unless there's a train Pokemon.
Not yet, but give time.
Pokemon
is fired right
now. Put Rotom in a train.
Charjabug is kind of close.
Okay. We sat down opposite her. If you want, Tabby said, shrugging her shoulders, we could watch you.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Look.
Somebody created their own Pokemon called Locomol.
I don't think, one question. You're the voice of Velvety in this. All right, so you board a train, and this, let's say in this situation, you are a Pokefile, you have sex with Pokemon that's shaped like me, Davamon, which is a very powerful Pokemon in this situation.
Oh, okay.
You get on a train, and on this train, there's a woman being railed by a Weasel and a fucking Espeon. And she's like,
I'm an exhibition.
is your first instinct to go, oh, let me watch? Hold on, no. Let me turn the microphone towards you.
Please continue.
No.
Okay, thank you.
Like, well, I'm getting the shit out of here.
You can't, you're on training.
Voice of Reason, Judy, thank you.
I'm getting away from this.
Please do.
There Sean, you go, see? Sean, voice of levity.
This podcast is not healthy.
Sean, help.
I'm trying.
If you you're have an failing.
Exhibitionism streak, I almost read that as steak, you'd get an audience for the first time.
Feels like the first time. Wait, I can't sing that good because Foreigner would sue us.
2 weeks in a row, I murmured under my breath, just loud enough for Tabby to hear me. And in response, she jabbed me in the side. Louder, I said. Yes, that seems like a good idea. The office worker's eyes lit up, wide and sparkling.
You'd look at me getting railed by my Pokemon!
And the last traces of shame and worry finally faded. Really? And would you pleasure each other while you watch?
No, I was planning on making a nice big pan of brownies.
For God's sake!
I don't think it's all getting to one big ball of orgy.
You mean one big Swiss cake roll.
Yeah, one big ball of Swiss cake roll.
Sure.
I wondered if she was entirely unhappy that we came on when she first noticed us. Engaging in weekly threesomes on a train in the middle of the afternoon? I figured she wanted to be caught. Wanted an audience to pleasure themselves at the sight of her. She wanted to put on a show and just happened to luck out in finding an audience of four who were more than willing to indulge in her fantasy.
Unfortunately, that show was nonsense and the Broadway production closed down in less than a week.
Yeah, nobody really wants to watch Catholic comedy.
All four of us nodded in time, again, completely unintentionally.
This is almost like we were written into a bad sitcom.
We were seated with Latha on my left, Tabby on my right, and Pyre on hers.
Hers what? Hers what?
Hers what?
Her lap? I don't know anymore.
Pretty optimal configuration, I thought. Tabby and I both started to work our jeans off. And we got into a spontaneous position that, to our satisfaction, worked. Latha was on all fours, her head her head around Tabby's region. The ranger
region,
region.
Yes, the regional and train, the Adirondack that goes north to Canada once a day.
Ah, got it.
The ranger leaned against her partner, and I was behind Latha, rubbing two fingers along her slit to watch her twist a little in anticipation. We didn't catch your name, I said as an afterthought.
And
now you realize this?
Next week we find out what her name is. What significance it will have. Oh no.
Isn't it like fucking Tamara?
Look literally down. Look one line.
You're giving me way too
her
much.
Name her name is Vagina.
Her name is
Vagina.
Her name is Jeanette. Not
like I'm seriously in a race right now where I am.
Oh fuck
taking,
you.
Yeah, well, you know. I got drunk and I suddenly wanted to do other things.
Can we change your name to something else, like Pussylicious?
Don't change my name to Pussylicious. It's rude.
Hold on, where's my Discord powers?
No! I will quit the show and never play again.
Oh, God.
Okay, you know what? I'm fine with the second part, not the first part. Also, David, you and I are going to ghostwrite for J.K. Rowling under DS... DS Borbard.
DS Borbard, I can dig that. That's a good choice.
Yes, yep. I like it.
Do it.
Grumble Forbes and where to find them by DS Borbard.
Sponsored by Popeye's Cajun Fries.
By DS Borbard. Forward by Popeye's Chicken.
Ronald Weasley walked into the Popeye's establishment. What and kind with, of place is this?
And with that, thank you very much to our guests, Scooty and Simphy.
Hello, fast food, I believe is what muggles call it.
And of course, thank you very much to David and Sean and Val, who's here in more than spirit, and Logan, who is apparently just here in spirit. Is that Logan masturbating right now?
I was clapping.
Oh, it definitely sounded like Logan just showed up to fap.
Oh, God.
That would be a thing Logan does.
It would be a thing Logan does. Anyways, thank you very much for listening in, and we'll check you next week as we continue down this horrible path of horribleness.
Goodbye forever.
Goodbye.
Have a good night.
So I got a text from Logan. It just says, forgot.
Logan, no.
This is being recorded the day after the Wednesday that we recorded the previous version. And we've got
Thursday.
A whole... Yeah.
Thursday.
We're one day later.
Mag 1.
Mag 2. Mag 3. Mag 4. We got a bunch of people who want to read this stuff in the room. Going to do one time each because we want to get to the convention. Who wants to read first?
I'll go.
Ryan wants to go first. So you're at page 209. This is Salacion Daycare's Excellent Adventure, which is basically just an excuse for pocophilia and incest to happen eventually.
Fantastic.
You're going to read from this page to where the next like line breaks are, where it says page 210.
Okay.
All right. There you go.
Jeanette, she moaned. The whole time, Floatzel had continued to pound into her, her lovely breasts heaving with every motion.
Wait a minute.
Espeon...
Wait.
No, I'm not doing that. Espeon lay on his back, putting his paws up and letting his cock lean off to the side, rigid and waiting for her.
Wait, which side? Left or right?
Backside. How is Espeon left or right-handed? I'm not sure about that.
Espeon, which way do you lean?
The new position was better suited for watchers, letting us see the blowjob in full. Wait, pound into her and blowjob? I don't know how this works. She leaned in and started to lick at his tip, grasping the knot at his base and giving it a squeeze.
Oh, no!
As the four of us reached out to each other, I rattled off our names. Adam. Tabby. Pyre.
You missed one.
Adam, Lethe, Tabby, Pyre.
You didn't
Pyre.
Say Lethe.
Yeah, I thought I did. Anyway, I pressed my tip into Lethe and pushed slowly into the girl, and it was hard for me to tilt my head back to watch Jeanette's show. On any other night, I'd be able to watch the scene with the four of us unfold, and that there was something else to watch did upset me a little.
This is like a human version of a Rube Goldberg machine.
I know, you never know what's coming next. It's just totally random. It's awful. Especially as Blaze lowered his trainer into his lap, his fiery cock sinking into her ass. And by the way, fiery cock, nobody wants that. That's awful. Who wrote this?
It's just Freddie Mercury.
And making her mouth slowly form a wide O shape as a moan spilled out of it. Lethe's head between Tabby's squirming legs and perhaps full-on fucking was a massive mistake. Oh, massive. Very nice. Well played. We could have masturbated each other to the sight, but it was too late to turn back.
The train doors had closed. We couldn't get off.
It was not the first time I'd seen a male Floatzel, but I was a little surprised to see how much better endowed than the one Angie and Bill shared that one time.
Wait a minute. A Floatzel is like a foot and a half tall. Just say, like, how well endowed could you be?
I don't know.
It's actually just an L.
Somebody's got to look it up in the Pokedex.
It's a sea ferret. That's what it is.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. A water weasel. Ooh, boy. Hey, anything that made the show hotter. The Espeon seemed about average, which was fine with me. As soon as she... I know, right?
Just to go back a second, water weasel sounds like some sort of off-brand Roto-Rooter.
Also, average... Maybe this person just likes Espeons. As soon as she started her oral treatment... That sounds like the dentist's office, not sex. I swear the woman could have been filleting a chocolate bar and it would still be incredible.
Oh, God, nobody please start filleting a Milky Way or anything in here.
Like, everybody's seen that before. Another phone number to take down, to be sure. I wanted to feel that mouth for myself. Her head bobbed quickly, tongue moving with the sort of agility and mobility that a penis should have impeded, and her hand looked so soft.
Oh, God.
Even from there, I could smell the coconut hand cream she liberally applied at a moment's notice. And that must have made his knot feel so much better. Tabby moaned loudly as Pyre started to thrust in and out of her tight, perky ass, and Lethe really threw her all into eating her out.
I really feel bad for
I've
anybody
lost track
else coming
of
on
which
the...
character is where and which position at
it,
this
it
point.
It doesn't matter. I feel bad for anybody coming on this train after this because they're going to wonder what that smell is.
I'd noticed a fondness she had for being eaten out while receiving anal and wondered if that was one of the motivating factors of suggesting our polyamorous relationship.
Too drippy, no good.
Well, I jokingly wondered that at least. My primary concern at that moment was just Lethe's velvet smooth vagina, which hugged my cock perfectly, as usual. I noticed there was a lot more pushing back to meet my thrust than usual from her. She was getting better, and I was well poised to reap the rewards of it.
Oh, so she takes out a scorecard grading her performance as an improvement. You'll do better next quarter.
One of my hands grasped her side and the other cradled beneath her. It found her clit and began to rub it, working the nub in time with my hips. She let out a loud cry into Tabby's loins, licking at the girl's slit harder. Pressing her front paws to the girl's thighs for leverage and eating to her heart's content, I could hear her tongue lapping, the sloppy kisses, the slurping.
Nobody gets turned on by that. That's awful.
Again, you can't keep track of who's in the room where, so you lose the context for it. Lethe was loud while giving oral, and all of the sounds were too sexy for me to handle. Rising above them, though, were Tabby's moans. Clearly in one of her favorite positions, she loudly expressed her enjoyment, seemingly missing the point that we were supposed to be watching a show. Instead, she bounced happily in Pyre's lap, slamming down on his heated cock.
There's entirely too much sex going on here, and you're done.
Yeah,
you're
also...
heated... You don't want any of that! What? You've never tried to put icy cold on your dick? Or icy hot on your dick? Icy cold. It's just... All right, who wants to go next?
If it wasn't from college, so congratulations.
All right, go, Addy.
I'm going to be cringing so hard.
Have fun.
It's going to be hard to read. Okay. Each upward motion pushed her cunt harder against Absol's maw.
Not a word you want to use in context with sex.
Maw.
Maw. It's a Sarlacc pit whenever you mention maw.
They could have added gaping.
And she began to guide Leafy's head with her motions, dictating the pace as she started to lose herself in it all. Pyre's hands were up her deaf Liebard shirt.
Yes, this author tends to make terrible Pokemon puns after band names.
Ah... kneading her breasts, and she was getting the best sensations out of any of us.
Kneading the breasts. We gotta let it rest for 4 hours after that so they can rise back up.
Proofing indeed. How do I... Oh, there we go.
It's bad.
My eyes turned to Jeanette.
Yeah, Jeanette.
Since the whole catalyst for the thing was her wanting to put on a show, Pyre's head was also turned to watch her. It was just Leafy who had the excuse of being focused orally. And Tabby, who lacked an excuse and was just losing her mind with bliss. Jeanette, I found, was looking back at us, fueling her own threesome by enjoying the sight of us fucking. She shot me and Pyre appreciative winks as she took us all, as she took all of Espeon into her mouth.
So she just paused mid-sex?
Both inches. No, no.
So this is a Mentos moment where the world freezes and then just a wink happens.
All of Espeon, both inches, opening... Oh, wait, no, it's a female? Opening her lips until they wrapped around the base of his knot. I don't know what
the genders are.
I don't
anymore.
Even know. It was a great sight to see, the sort of thing that belonged in porn. That's hot.
Certainly not erotic.
He has a harem. Why he pines for porn, I have no idea.
Loud sucking noises followed as her head moved, his dick clearly pressing on into her throat and showing zero signs of stopping. Floatzel, meanwhile, pounded into her with the sort of speed I expected from a Pokemon of his size and speed, resulting in loud, quick smacking sounds. As he gave her ass light swats.
That's
with
a windmill on a breezy day.
Her breasts heaved in such a beautiful motion that it was almost hypnotic to watch them bounce and jiggle, sadly unattended to. I could have just wrapped my mouth around one of her hard nipples, licked all over her dollar-sized areola.
It's areola.
Areola. And been content.
It's the northern lights that look like nipples.
Areola. And been content with her merely jacking me off. This woman belonged on camera.
My god, you spoiled fuck, author. Jesus.
Pyre and I settled into the same cadence, working our girls so that they always met their closest at the height of our full thrusts into them.
Also, so they met their quotas.
Yeah. Leafy's hind legs rubbed against me, a little tick of hers that always said she was close, and Tabby was so overloaded on pleasure that I knew she was bound to blow any minute.
Kaboom.
Pyre and I seemed like we were just getting started, though, and that was a shame. Hopefully I could find a mouth to get me to the edge. It would suck to not come while locked in a foursome and watching a very sexy threesome. That was just wrong.
As opposed to everything else that's going on, sure.
Of course. Leafy came first, to my surprise. I figured with Tabby all hot and high that she'd be the first to go, but instead I felt her tremble against me. Her already tight and slick slit became more so, and she mewed loudly into Tabby's crotch, pushing herself against me and refusing to let me go. I kept rubbing her clit through the orgasm, continuing the pleasure as her body reached its height. I pulled out of her now, my cock now soaked with her sticky juices, and rubbed my tip against the down soft fur around her slit, stroking furiously. Leafy kept eating Tabby out, and my other girlfriend came soon after, having an orgasm so powerful that she actually got some squirting in, hitting Leafy's face with her fluids as she fell limp in Pyre's arms. Her head fell back against the Blaziken's shoulder.
It's a gigantic fire chicken.
Of course.
Yes.
And she panted, trying to regain her composure. It was after the girls came that eyes finally fell upon Jeanette. Leafy lay curled on the seat, watching while Tabby sat between Pyre and I, stroking us both. She had her audience, and with four sets of eyes on her, she was putting on a damn show.
Okay, who's next? Do we have another 60 pages? We've been reading this for 11 weeks.
The leg that had been up on the windowsill snapped up onto Floatzel's shoulder and pulled him in so that he was hunched over her and in a far better position to penetrate her. Meanwhile, she kept sucking Espeon from the knot upward, which was more of a spectacle than it probably should have been.
Okay, can somebody explain to me what this knot thing they're talking about is?
You might want to get that checked out. It's a tumor. Espeon was growing restless in that playful way that evolutions do near orgasm, and I lamented that we couldn't we wouldn't get to see any of it with her mouth covering everything. He pushed up into her mouth and cried, "Espio!" Jeanette's eyes widened and she stopped bobbing her head. For about a half a minute, she lay there, Flotsil still fucking her, while Espeon came in her mouth, and I guess she swallowed it.
I don't know. She looked like she was she was like passed out, unconscious.
Once she came up, she made the sort of content sigh many people make when having a cold drink on a hot summer day and looked at us. I know this may be a little forward, guys, but... I know this may be a little forward, boys, but could you please come on my face? Pyre and I were a little taken back, not noticing Espeon slunk off to collapse somewhere. I'm sorry, what was that?
Wait a minute, you expect after asking us to watch you put on your stupid show and not even offering us a timeshare that we're gonna come on your face?
Well, I'm putting on a show, and while the girls got their fill, you haven't. And being guys, you're better suited to cap it off with... Oh, never mind, I'm being silly. Tabby shook her head. No, you're not. If it's part of your exhibitionist fantasy, then my boys would be happy to help you out.
For a price.
Come on, me. She got Pyre and I up as Jeanette and Flotsil changed position. He lay on the floor and she got on top of him, riding his cock as Pyre and I came up real close to her. So close that her ragged, ecstatic breaths tingled around my wet prick and made me shiver.
Wet prick. I don't want to hear that phrase ever again for the rest of my life.
Tabby came up behind us, furiously jacking us both off in her face. Jeanette writhed atop Flotsil. Oh, this is what I always wanted. You kids are wonderful.
This is the best Christmas ever.
The gooeyest Christmas ever. The whitest Christmas ever. We were as close as we could be without touching her. A single half inch from any of us and there'd be contact. But this was what she wanted. She indulged in her fantasy, only to find it wasn't enough. Now, still putting on a show, she wanted us to come on her to the sight of her fucking a Pokemon, to feel the orgasm brought on by her spectacle.
We've established this like seven times before.
She has really interesting eyeglasses, right?
Yeah.
Her spectacles.
Yes, she is a spectacle wearing spectacles.
It would be validation for her, and I was not going to deny her that. Pyre remained stoic beside me, but I knew that even he was starting to get close. Tabby had a way with her hands where if she wanted you to come, you would come.
Just put on the glove and reach all the way up.
We still outlasted Flotsil and Jeanette, but that wasn't much of a source of pride since we had no idea how long they'd been going at it. The two came at once, and I felt some wetness hit my pant leg as she squirted hard through her rough orgasm.
Do they carry around changes of clothes just in case they happen upon
everything
this any
is crusty.
Trip?
Everything is crusty.
Gross.
She was frantic, a look in her eyes clearly showing heavy indecision. She wanted to take just take both of our cocks into her mouth at once, but it would ruin her vision. Still, her increasingly erratic breathing did wonders, and not soon after they came down, Pyre and I followed.
Anyone else up? Tom, you want to go? It's too much for you.
This is where am I?
You're going from page 212 to page 213. You'll see it. There's a whole line break.
Yeah,
you were already there. You went back too far. There's a lot of text. Scrolling does a lot. Yes, you're good.
Our cocks both spurted onto her in unison. Ropes of cum hitting her face, her exposed breasts, and her open shirt.
They must have practiced a lot to get that kind of synchronicity.
The morning blowjob didn't seem to lessen my reserves very much. While Pyre must have been a couple days without release because he exploded on her.
Kaboom, again.
Thick ropes of steaming cum left mine, looking insignificant.
Wait, was it that cold in the train car?
And she
car?
Just smiled up at us. It took a while for us to settle into comfortable positions and get dressed again, her Pokemon returning to their balls.
Ba-dum-tish.
Yeah. And Lathy lay with her head in Tabby's lap, relaxing. Jeanette pulled a box of tissues from her big purse and used it to wipe all of the semen off. Then she straightened out her clothes and tried to salvage her hairdo with little success.
Then she took out the pocket dishwasher, washing machine, and dryer that she used because this happened a lot on the train.
How about the shower?
It's an emergency chemical eyewash station.
That was incredible, she said as we pulled into the station, sitting lazily in her seat. I'd love to do this sometime. Could I have your phone numbers? No.
Could I have your ICQ number or your MSN handle?
She got out of her seat, handing her phone off to me. I nodded, putting my and Tabby's numbers in and handing it back to her. Anytime. When we pulled into the station, we went our separate ways. Our new friend was off to who knows where, while we wanted to get out our
to get to our
motel room, unpack, and kill time before our double feature that night.
Oh boy, so you know, just casual train sex, and I'm sure she's just going to a different platform to board the train back home.
It's weird, Tabby said as we walked. We can't do anything without some sort of sexual adventure happening.
It's almost as if we're being written in a terrible erotic fan fiction.
We go to a bar and end up in an alley with the Sino champion. We take a train and we find an office clerk with an exhibitionist streak having sex in our cabin. Are you about to get meta again? I groaned. Maybe.
Yeah.
If I promise to do whatever you want to you when we get back to the motel, will you promise to stop? Deal.
Yes, okay, author's done, deal. The end. We're done. Oh, crap, there's chapter 26.
Chapter 26.
Shit.
So, what's there to even do around town? I asked lazily, traveling off, toweling off my face as I exited the bathroom. I'd spent way too long with my head between Tabby's legs, and several messy orgasms later, I needed a good rinse. Sitting around for our entire day off having sex seems like a sort of a waste of a trip out of town. This is what I do all week.
And two of our other readers have left, so I think it's just Val left.
Oh man, I've never done this before!
Oh no.
Mm-hmm. Vailstone has a small battle arena. Trainers go there and see who's better. We could hit one of those.
Smack.
Yeah. Tabby's stretched out on the bed, holding the two Pokemon clothes on either side of her and smiling. You're stealing all my lines, jeez!
Alright, I'll be quiet.
Mm-hmm. I've never had a proper battle, I said. Now, I'm not sure if I'm
up for it, she shrugged. I'm not deadly afraid of the thought of battling, just the thought of being abused. Besides, it doesn't matter if you aren't too good yet. You have a bred for perfection Pokemon on your side. You just need to know my moves.
What are your moves? I'd spent so long cuddling and reading to her that I knew almost nothing about her battle capabilities. Yeah. Whoop. Too much crawling. Okay. Man, I really did not know the first thing about battling. What the hell sort of trainer was I?
Nah.
Well,
considering Nick would spend some winning on machines meant to train Pokemon attacks they wouldn't know if otherwise, I have the usual staples of Night Slash, Sucker Punch, Future Sight, Sword Dance, Razor Wind, and Double Team, etc.
Yeah, Double Team is actually like, it makes your evasion faster. Better.
Of course.
That's an actual Pokemon move. Yeah.
And a lot of other stuff, too many to list, but I can pull off Ice Beam, Fire Blast, Aerial Ace, Thunderbolt, and so on.
Ice Beam? How?
I don't know. Magic?
Friendship is, yeah.
Come on, Adam, Tabby said, getting out of bed. With Lede, you can probably pick some decent prize money, maybe even enough to buy a proper bed.
As opposed to sleeping in the refrigerator box you've been in for the last 3 years.
Yuck, yuck. I guess so. All right, let's do this then. You ready, girl? Lede hopped out of bed.
Very. Much as I love books, I've had this itch to kick some ass for a little while now.
Man, I like how this new Lede is voiced by Danny DeVito.
Yeah, kid, I can use Ice Missile. It's magic. I attack the darkness with it.
The Vailstone Battle Arena wasn't nearly as small as I expected. It wasn't brilliant, and tarnished marble that appeared to be less of an arena than a monument of ego to a king, but it wasn't small.
As I was.
But then Silesion wasn't too big a town, and our apartment buildings rarely exceeded 4 stories, which were dwarfed by most of Vailstone.
Can you stop eating while reading, please?
Sorry. It was very... It was very traffic, though, with the size of the buildings, like, because of the spit guard, whatever, I am having a hard time. Thank you. With the size of the building, there was plenty of space between the pockets of people who stuck together on purpose. Carpeted hallways led down to doors to arenas, stairs beside the doors leading to viewing areas. At the entrance was a reception desk longer than any I'd ever seen, where people confirm registration for tournaments. Probably never went to conventions.
It's also a weird thing to point out.
Mm-hmm. I handed my trainer card to a receptionist who ran it through a computer system that looked far different than the one I use at the daycare. For one, it looked up-to-date and modern.
And that's it for today. And hopefully this will sound totally natural when edited together. Probably not, but I tried.
Thanks for listening to Friday Night Fanfiction, presented by Nerdy Show. If you like what you heard, please rate and review us on iTunes, like and follow us on SoundCloud and Audioboom, or subscribe and stream on Google Play. Basically, Let us know how much you like us, or don't like us, so we can continue improving on every aspect of this show. Or don't, because you're a jerk. The standard opener tells me that here is where I should put optional credits. Well, if I were going to put credits here, they'd be all about me. Showrunner, Steve-O. Edited by, Steve-O. Opener and closer done by, Steve-O. Broadcasted by, Steve-O. Birthed by, Steve-O. Ruined by, David and Logan. But no, I don't want to put credits here, because I'm humble, damn it. Opening song, Analoc, Adrian's Sleep. Closing song, Xenon Odyssey and Dishu, Sunrise in Mave. As listener-supported entertainment, we rely on you to keep this and other shows on the Nerdy Show Network alive by telling a friend or funding the network via Patreon or giving CPR at the appropriate time. Be sure to be trained in automated emergency defibrillators. If you donate, I can assure you it does not go to furthering my pornography addiction, at least not until I can raise enough to get another 5-terabyte hard drive and another gallon of aloe. Any size contribution gets you exclusive outtakes, episodes, and images from across the network. And there's even more perks available. Just head to patreon.com/nerdyshow. Join the bandwagon, sheeple! To find out how you or your company can underwrite this or other Nerdy Show programming, visit nerdyshow.com/sponsorships, especially if you're baddragon.com or divineinterventions.com. For more podcasts, articles, community forums, and other awesomeness, visit nerdyshow.com. And be sure to follow Nerdy Show and Friday Night Fanfiction on all of your favorite social networks, like Twitter or Facebook or X-Hamster. If it's geeky, we got it covered, mostly in chocolate sauce.